Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
What is the thing that you could do to make some money on the internet? Hey there. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Welcome back to the show. A show that hasn't been a show, show in quite a bit. Summing up what went down for the nerds in Seattle and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor. And boy, are we banging this nerd talk drum hard. Hope you're feeling good today. Hope things are feeling good. Do you feel good? How are you feeling? I'm well. Huh. Now I'm confused about a thing that I've understood for years. That's happening to me a lot. Anyway, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. You can also hear me in Portland and in Sacramento. On both of them are 94.7s, which is very interesting to me. Anyway, I ask about the YouTube thing because I'm watching people just make stuff out of wood, and it's like, not like it's complicated stuff, but they have, like, Alexander Chappelle has 100,000 subscribers. And he's just got a great aesthetic, which I think is part of it. Wish I could do stuff on wood just to make subscribers. What could I do on YouTube to get people to watch? I'll have to think about that. I don't really have any skills other than saying stupid jokes on the radio. Can I say stupid jokes on the YouTube? Is that a thing? I don't know. Interesting. Okay, I had to come back, sorry. I had to go listen to the news for today before I talk about something that might have been in it. I think this is so interesting. I'm not one to normally talk about Miley Cyrus, but evidently she's making a Metallica covers album. I was reading about it at Stereo Gum. They got it from Spin, who got it from some interview. Anyway, she's making a Metallica covers album. I don't even know what... I guess it works out. Like, she oversings everything all the time, and no one oversings as much as James Hetfield. But he invented his own style, so her covering that? Like, there's this version of Nothing Else Matters that she played at Glastonbury, and it works. So I guess I'm stoked. I've never understood Miley Cyrus. I mean, I literally understand her, but it's never been something that computed with me. I guess I just don't ever get pop stars. It doesn't feel very artistic to me. That's a dickhead thing to say, but it always seems so polished and glamorized that I don't know. I like the grit of and the struggle. Not that she didn't work hard. I'm sure she did. Anyway, I mean, what am I talking about here? Have you seen this preview for the new Mandalorian season, the final one that they did where he's got the jetpack? Dope. I'm looking at Mando right now. I've got the Funko Pop here in my studio. I'm really excited for it. Here's a bummer. COVID killed another thing this year.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Look, I'm a dude who loves Dick's Drive-In, but also In-N-Out Burger is taking a step closer to getting to Washington. Beaverton, Oregon is the new location that they're scouting. That's right outside Portland. And that means we're just a few hours up north from getting our own location. All right, on to stuff that's actually happening here. Sad news! The Christmas winter-themed light show, Enchant, at T-Mobile Park has pulled the plug on this year's lights. Ah, bummer. In an email to guests, they said, quote, "It is not safe at this time to gather in such large numbers," according to King5.com. And the numbers are in, and it looks like the West Seattle Bridge is a billion-dollar problem either way you handle it. Oh, good. To repair the bridge would mean it's open in 2022. Okay, go on. And could last anywhere from 15 to 40 years. All right. Or you could replace the bridge and it wouldn't open until 2026, but it would last 75 years. I say replace it with a Hot Wheels accelerator and just build a ramp. Also, if we build a new bridge, is it Godzilla-proof? I mean, the way things are going now, that's gotta be a certainty in our near future.
You just got news.
I think it's so cool when stuff in space happens, but I think oftentimes people don't understand the complexity and the sheer distances between things when you're talking about it. Like, you think it's hard to travel in rush hour from anywhere to anywhere. Like, it took me 27 minutes. Oh, my God, it was 45 minutes to get home. I came home from Bellevue. It took 2 hours. Yeah, you went, like, 9 miles. NASA has sent a craft called OSIRIS-REx. I can't remember what it means. Also, I don't care. They sent this probe to an asteroid called Bennu. Bennu? B-E-N-N-U. How would you say that? Bennu? Yeah. Bennu. I'm going to say Bennu. I like that better. They sent this craft to Bennu, and what they want is for it to fly down and to do a little like pogo stick, like boing, but as it hits, it releases a bunch of like the pogo stick popping into the rocks and stuff like that, releases a bunch of soil and other space crap, and then it's got a little scooper deal that scoops that up and goes, mine, and then runs home with it. Well, the craft then went back out into orbit. It might do another attempt, depending on how much they think they got. I think they'll be able to tell how much is in the hopper. It was a success, according to all the programming they said. Now, here's the deal about it, though. When we send something to Mars, that's bonkers. The idea that, like, the idea that we can fly an airplane without a person in it over to the Middle East and shoot a wedding is, like, scary, obviously. Awful, totally. But that's pretty remarkable. You could remote control fly a killing machine around the world. We can remote control pilot a craft on the surface of Mars. It's so far away that it takes like a number of minutes for the, what is the time on that? At our best, we can contact Mars with a signal to tell a robot what to do in 3 minutes, at worst 22, kind of depending on the number of satellites we have to go through and the distances between the two planets, right? Bennu is twice, it's like, oh, I get this wrong. It's like an Earth and a half away. They measure things based, we measure things in space based on how far Earth is from the sun. That's like kind of our measuring stick. And even though it's not precise because it changes, there's a little bit of wobble from that. We can measure it then. So it's like 1.4 AU away, and an AU is how far away we are from the sun. So right now, Bennu is that far away. It takes 18 minutes if you tell a craft, like, hey, get in there and go scoop some stuff up. If you mess something up and you need to tell it not to, or if you notice something is going bad more likely, and you have to tell it to stop, you better have, you know, 19 minutes in hand before it happens, because otherwise it'll bonk. That's how far away it is. You know, you get mad because you try to do a Zoom call with your friend in New York and there's a little bit of a delay or latency. Or we record the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast and there's a bit of a delay between Brandon and I. And it's like, we just calculate for that. But this is 18 minutes. What if I was like, hey, what up? How are you? 18 minutes goes by. Good. 18 minutes back. Cool. 18 minutes again. Like, it's a 36-minute round trip, right? To get a signal back. That's so crazy. So we told a little, you know, flying trash can. It's probably something the size of, like, a blue mailbox. Maybe a little bigger than that, actually. To go out. We flew it out to this asteroid as it passed by Earth. And we said, hang out there for a while. And it did. It's really far away now. And then we told it, go in there and take a shovel, but don't get too close because you might crash. Okay, good. So it pokes the thing, gathers the stuff up, goes back out to orbit. Now, you know, as the asteroid heads this way again, it's going to drop a bucket full of stuff back down to Earth so we can see what is on this asteroid. That's so crazy. People can't pick up their dog shit, let alone here we are on another planet doing something nuts like that. I'm sorry. I find it fascinating, and I feel like it's something that we should know more about. The distance, the vastness of space is so crazy. But then on the flip side, Voyager and Voyager 2 are crafts that are interstellar. They've left our own solar system, I think is, that might not be the technical term, but they've gone beyond our planets and beyond the, I don't know, they're out at the Oort cloud or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it's called. But they're still, despite having traveled since 1977, I think, to get there, that's 43 years, they still aren't quite a light day away. Like, if you send a message to Voyager, it takes 23 hours to get there. So, we still can't even, it takes 40 years to travel one light day. Or, like, probably like 50 years. It's so crazy to me. Okay, anyway, what else is happening? People have strapped other people into seats to measure their heart rates as they watch scary movies and determine the scariest. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A team of nerds from the Science of Scare Project strapped a bunch of humans to heart rate monitors to find out which is the scariest movie. Because that's just what we needed in 2020. More stress. The answer, 2012's Sinister. Insidious, The Conjuring, Hereditary, and Paranormal Activity round out the top five. Good luck. In the wastelands of desert Australia, they're building a solar farm so big it'll power their northern territory.
You mean Kangaroo, Texas?
Kangaroo, Texas. Wait a second. We have an unsurvivable, pointless desert region. Arizona. When can we join in? And finally, the U.S. government is suing to slow down Google, asserting that this hive of data bees is too big and can force unfair conditions upon contractors knowing they have no other option. The government did make their first big mistake when they Googled best antitrust lawyer. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Sorry I haven't been around for a while, but I had a stupid phone call with an idiot. It stopped me from doing this for a week, but I'm back! I'm back!
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.